With COVID-19 cases rising, Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker has ordered new restrictions. State residents are urged to stay at home between the hours of 10 p.m. and 5 a.m. Public-facing businesses, including restaurants, liquor stores, and movie theaters, must close by 9:30 p.m. Indoor gatherings can have no more than 10 people, and face coverings are to be worn at all times in public, regardless of distance.
I know there's a lot to keep in mind these days with all the orders that are changing and the states doing different things, but our message here is very simple. We can't afford to continue to do what we've been doing.
Baker said the new restrictions are intended to slow the spread of the virus before hospitals become overwhelmed. By issuing these new rules now, Baker said he hopes to avoid a broader rollback of the state's reopening process.
We're not saying don't go to work. We're saying just the opposite. People can continue to work as long as they play by the rules and follow the guidance. Same thing with respect to schools. Schools should stay open. Play by the rules, follow the guidance.
The governor said the goal is to discourage private social gatherings in households that have been blamed for the surge in cases this fall.
Folks need to postpone or rethink any indoor get-togethers like big birthday parties, baby showers, or watching football or some other big sports event with your neighbors. These are places where COVID spreads, unregulated gatherings, even if they're small, where people let down their guard.
The new restrictions take effect Friday, November 6th. At Western Massachusetts hospitals, COVID-19 cases have been rising at a concerning rate. On Monday, there were 38 COVID-19 patients in the Bay State Health Network of hospitals. At one time over the weekend, the number of patients exceeded 40. The hospitals still have the capacity to deal with this second surge so far, said Bay State Health President and CEO Dr. Mark Kerouac.
We're testing up to 1,000 people today, and we have no issues with personal protective equipment. We could open up to 100 beds if we needed to without shutting down elective cases. We could open up to 300 beds if we needed to, if we discontinued elective cases as we did back in March and April.
At Mercy Medical Center in Springfield, which went days this summer with no COVID-19 patients, there were 13 on Monday. Dr. Robert Roos, the hospital's chief medical officer, said the vast majority of people with the virus are picking it up at someone's house.
What's become clear as we look at the data, and we look at the data again, is that the battle against this pandemic really does start at home with our personal decisions and responsibility, and it will be won at home.
Springfield had 867 confirmed COVID-19 cases in October, an increase of more than 500 from September, and the highest monthly total since May. Through contact tracing, household and neighborhood clusters have been identified. Health and Human Services Commissioner Helen Calton-Harris said community outreach will be the strategy for reducing the spread.
We are seeing an uptick, so it is not going down, and so we have to get more aggressive in our information campaigns.
Speaking about an hour before Governor Baker announced the new restrictions, Mayor Dominic Sarno said he hoped a new round of lockdowns would not be needed.
I want to balance public health, but I also want to balance keeping livelihood and jobs going.
Sarno urged people to get tested as part of the state's Stop the Spread initiative. Free testing is available in Springfield to any Massachusetts resident. A drive-through testing site is open daily in the parking lot of the Eastfield Shopping Mall. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Todd Hill, the WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau, on the campus of Western New England University.